What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, Donktober 8th, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30 winner, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the engaged one at Tim Geddes.
Let's him host. I haven't seen your little spooky skeletons yet. This is nice.
Oh, yes. As you know, the Miller's very big on Halloween. And so Jen has been consistently adding things to the Halloween decor out here. As you can see over this shoulder, I'm sure you've seen the candy bowl at some point. Over here over my shoulder, you see we got the wrong stuff sent to us. So Jen put on the fan. If you notice, I took my wife's name, Jen, and fan, put them together for Jan. Anyways, fan.
for a second there, I was like, is he switching over? Is he now pronouncing your name Jan?
Turns out I've been wrong all these years. I know we got this like thing that you're supposed to put on a tree, but of course we live in San Francisco and have no trees, so we put it on the fan there. And then we've had the ghost light for a while, but then we've had this new spinning multicolored skull light that I've had for a while now, but I've been kind of lazy these last few days and haven't put all the stuff on.
I should match you like with my background. I should make it Halloween colors. What are Halloween colors?
I see you're doing the Tim face. I know you're doing the Tim face when you do a joke. Tim wouldn't have said that as if a God blessing. He is literally a blessing for Kinda Funny, but what a dumb motherfucker. You know what I mean? He doesn't know black and fucking orange are the colors of Halloween.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. Look at it go.
Yeah, he makes a good point in the sense that you can't make black light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like orange.
So I had to go purple.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you could do like you could darken some of it and have the orange and black play with it. But I understand what you're doing. Black and purple. This is heroin. You know it would work, Kevin. Look at this. You see the Halloween spiders over here? They're just in black, but it looks like. I lowered the light on them. You know what I mean? It looks like they're Halloween-y because it's darkness.
When are you getting the gradient, huh? You going to buy that light or what's up?
I've told you several times. Just order me the light. Tim doesn't have to know. He doesn't have to know if you're buying the fancy box or the normal box.
I need approval from at least two founder stores.
And look at this dumb motherfucker there. You think he's going to notice if all of a sudden the lights over there look really good? He'd be happy. Tim would be thrilled. Look at Tim's setup. You think he's going to be mad if I got cool lights behind me? Tim, are you going to be mad?
I mean, if we're using company money, I wouldn't be mad, but then I want more lights.
Well, I mean, it's a slippery slope because I want more lights too, you know?
Think of it this way. Company money is, in fact, all of our money too. Like, we all get it eventually.
That is definitely a perspective, yeah. I guess you're right. Fuck it.
I mean, it's like it's that thing. It's like, you know, if Andy gets a paycheck or I get a bunch of lights and then I also get a paycheck, is it a problem? I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not our accountant. That's up for God to decide. All right. God gets to pick that one. I'm just a scientist. We shouldn't even be bullshitting around, ladies and gentlemen, because it's next gen madness. That's right. I have more PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X tidbits and news stories than you can shake a DualSense at. So let's get right into it, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, why not be part of the show at patreon.com/kindafunnygames. You can get the show ad-free. You can write in with your own questions and be part of the show. You can squad up with fellow best friends. You can get the exclusive post show we do on Patreon alongside the exclusive show. Bless up. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's patreon.com/kindafunnygames. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. Watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. If you're watching live, like AlBob875 is, Frankfurter is, J-Year-E is. Remember, you have a special job. Keep us honest. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. Housekeeping for you. Our Bugsnax first impressions are up right now. You can subscribe to Kind of Funny First Impressions on podcast service of your choice, or go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to hear and see Blessing and myself talk all about Bugsnax. We both sat in on the same demo. I got to play for a little over an hour. We have lots to say about it, and we will cover some of that in this very show. Then why not go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or stay on that podcast service of choice and hit up the Kinda Funny Games cast. Brand new episode is up right now that games and services need to be better, but The thing that's really making the rounds is I turn on the Xbox Series X and load up both Avengers and Fortnite, showing Quicker's Realm and how optimized or not. How fast those non-optimized versions of those games actually load on the Xbox Series X.
Very impressive stuff. Very exciting stuff.
You know it's good. Well, you know it's good when it's already getting put up on the subreddits without me having to do anything. Not our subreddit, even. It's on the Marvel Avengers subreddit. They're over there freaking out about it. I think some of the... I'm like, all right, it worked. You know what I mean? We got them.
We got them.
That's a view right there. Thank you to our Patreon producers, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Blackjack and Tom Bach. Today, we're brought to you by Upstart, Quip, and Brooklinen, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Strap in, pour yourself a coffee. We got 8 items on the Roper Report.
Baker's
man, that was like Kevin's last. That's like when we found the black box. That was the last transmission from the cockpit.
Sound like that?
That was it. That was Kevin's final words on the on his Boeing flight.
Holy shit!
So as I said, Next Gen Madness is the title for this one. There's a whole bunch of different stuff going on, a whole bunch of different things to talk about. Let's start number one. This is something that was not a Roper Report story yesterday, but I did bring up as, hey, there's undercurrents of this, but I don't think it's worth as reporting on. The Xbox Series X ain't that hot. This is according to friend of the show, Aaron Greenberg, over at Xbox. If you remember yesterday, while Gary and I were talking about the PlayStation 5, the breakdown of it, how ginormous the system is, and all the vents and airs and stuff about it, I was talking about it. Well, if it's true to their word and they're doing all this to keep it cool and keep it quiet, that's great. However, over on the Xbox side, a bunch of people have Xbox Series X's. Some reports, like on the Giant Bomb, or I forget which Giant Bomb podcast, but one of the Giant Bomb podcasts, a few other people out there have been saying, gosh damn, this thing gets hot as hell. And that's, it could, one of the quotes that was getting thrown around, you know, Reset Aaron on Twitter was like, you know, you could warm your flat with it. Put that in there as a, hey, I've heard this. I can't say that I've experienced this. I have the Xbox Series X under my entertainment or under my TV in the entertainment center. People were saying on standby mode, it was still putting out a lot of heat. I'd gone over, put my hand all around it, did not feel any heat, felt ice cold to me. And then playing it, obviously, I'm usually playing it on the couch. I'm not putting my hand by it, but I haven't noticed an increase in temperature in the house or anything to that effect. Aaron Greenberg was talking on Twitter. Somebody followed up and asked him, like, hey, is it true that this thing gets super hot? Aaron's response was this. The console will output system heat out of the exhaust, just as any other console will. Our engineering team confirmed the heat leaving the console is not significantly different than the Xbox One X. This matches my experience at home. Quiet, fast, and impressive power for the size. Again, this does not discredit the other people who say they have running hot systems.
I mean, more than that, I feel it's like this statement and this headline, which I know, Greg, you made up this headline, but I feel like they do not match. Xbox Series X ain't that hot. It is. It's just as hot as the Xbox One X. Which, but in my experience, is hot. Gotcha. It is hot. And it's like, and we've been through this now, a million times of people critiquing me and critiquing having things in the console or out of the console. There's an Xbox One X that I have that is on top of my console that has never once been in the console and playing games, even like Crash Bandicoot 4. Or, not Crash. What did I play on it recently? Even playing Squadrons on it. Yeah. It heats up the room enough that I have a fan that I turn on.
Jesus.
To match. Yeah. And again, I am a little baby that likes being perfectly comfortable at all times, and heat is something that I really do notice. But I mean, hey, like I don't think that it's going to be egregiously more hot than any of the current gen, but current gen is hot. So
here's my thing, though. As you wanted to call in my valor and my honor, saying that the headline doesn't match up. Again, I think I stand by the Xbox Series X ain't that hot, because it can be as hot as the Xbox One X. People were acting like you could turn off your furnace in your house, and that they could, if you grabbed the solid state drive, they'd be like, like that was one of the rumors going around that it's that hot.
Or yeah, solid state drive. I mean, I've experienced that with the PS4 Pro and One X, where touching it is hot. I can't go near it. I mean, I can.
You can't go near it.
It would just hurt.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So then what do you shake down on this? You think, does the Xbox Series X, you think, gonna...
Is this trouble ahead, or is it what it is?
Yeah.
I just think that's, I mean, look, power takes power, makes heat, caveman shit. Like, it's just like,
that is caveman shit.
At a certain point, it's like there's a equation between what you're, the results you're getting, how it sounds, how hot it is, how much power it takes to actually run. It's a cost benefit analysis for, you know, what you're trying to get out of the system.
So pivoting then to what we saw yesterday with the PlayStation 5, since you and I haven't had a chance to talk about that, do you look at that and think that they found a solution to make it not a million degrees and make it not loud with this huge thing, the vents all over the back, the vents in the front?
I don't believe it. That's fine. Like, you know, even with like PCs, like when you have like a lot of hot stuff in hot cards, like having a bunch of fans helps that stuff, but then it's loud. So it's like having all this liquid metal, having all that stuff. It's like, we'll see. I think it's going to be better. I have a feeling that in a couple of years, I'm going to be in the same place I am now, which is complaining when it, you know, eventually gets dustier or it's old or whatever.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, you can go in and clean it. Cool. That's another thing I don't want to do.
But this one has the PS5 has a vacuum holes.
It's great. I mean, that actually vacuuming. That's super helpful. Like that is something that is that I appreciate, because it's way better than having to go all in there and like individually clean each part. But and all that stuff is good to do too. But how often do we actually do that? Even people that care about that type of stuff.
Like I did it once.
I opened my PC to clean it like honestly once every 4 months, and I probably should do that more. I know I should do it more, but I got shit to do.
Important if you want my advice, just don't play the PC. You know what I mean? There you go. Problem solved. You know, you never have to clean it. Right, Kevin?
I mean, but then you have to clean your consoles. So,
nah, I did it once. It was fine. Didn't help at all.
Here's the thing. You got to do your taxes once a year. So why else are you turning this bad boy on, you know?
Good job, God, Kevin. I like how he got quiet on the laugh at first, where he's like cackling away and turning it off. Yeah. Let's stick on this conversation about the next-gen consoles. As I said, it's next-gen madness. Number two on the Roper Report is that the PlayStation 5, we have an update here for your sound. Of course, Mark Cerny was wanting you to send photos of your ears to him so that you could get the Tempest 3D audio. The TLDR on this is that the Tempest 3D audio tech is going to work with headsets at launch, but not TV virtual surround sound. It's coming after launch for that. This is Isabel Tomatis over at SIE on the PlayStation blog. On the PS5, you'll be able to experience 3D audio with the headphones that many of you already own, either through USB connection to the console or by plugging your headphones into the DualSense Wireless Controller's 3.5mm headset jack. Headphone audio is the current gold standard for the 3D audio on PlayStation 5, as Mark Cerny mentioned in his Road to PS5 talk in March. We're also in the process of working on virtual surround sound through the speakers that are built into TVs. Although TV speaker virtual sound won't be available on launch day for the PlayStation 5, it's still a feature we are extremely excited about, and our engineers are hard at work on bringing it to PS5 in the future. In the meantime, I'm happy to say that you'll be able to enjoy the PS5's Tempest 3D audio tech through your compatible headphones in many PS5 games. Some of the PS5 games with 3D audio features include Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales, Marvel's Spider-Man Remastered, Astro's Playroom, Gran Turismo 7, Returnal, Destruction All-Stars, Demon's Souls, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, Sackboy A Big Adventure, Horizon Forbidden West, Resident Evil Village, and many more. Tim, you were one of the first people I know to send a photo of your ear to Mark Cerny. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's any news here. This is all stuff that we knew since the Mark Cerny, when he asked for the picture of my ear specifically.
Sure.
I think maybe the news is just that the virtual surround sound TV stuff's coming after launch.
Correct. That is the news. Yes.
But that is such bullshit. Like, just getting ahead of this right now, like, that is pure marketing mumbo jumbo, where it's like, that is not going to sound good. That is not going to be a feature that is a game changer to anybody. TV speakers are not good. If you have a TV that's good enough to have nice speakers, that probably means that you have the means to get a nicer sound setup, even if it is something like a nice soundbar, which is a market improvement over TV
factory
speakers.
Default TV speakers. Yeah,
but still not exactly what you're looking for, or if you're trying to get into super high-end audio. But yeah, adding these 3D audio features to TV speakers in a virtual surround fashion, it's like you're just trying to, you're trying too hard. Like, that's just, it ain't what it, That's
do you think it'll
happen.
Be good at all? Because I know no. one of the, if somebody just joining us doesn't know Tim Gettys is obsessed with sound and having the quality experience. And I mean this in a good, positive way, by the way. Like, yeah, you're the guy absolutely. I would ask. I think you got offended when I didn't ask you about my soundbar.
Yes.
My question then becomes, so do you think this is just going to be garbage? This is all just mumbo jumbo that we don't need to worry about? This is just trying to sell you on why the PS5 is better?
This is like when you go to a Best Buy and they're trying to like tell you that this TV is better than this TV, but like the only difference really is the price and the amount of stickers on the TV with just like different logos of things. This is just another logo of a thing to be like, oh, it has virtual surround sound built into the speakers. It's like, yeah, but like, what does that mean? There's absolutely no way that that actually enhances your experience at all. No way. I don't believe it. Whereas when it comes to headphones.
Yeah, that was my next question. My question was going to be, how do you feel about the headphone version of it?
Fucking fantastic. This is going to be so, so good. We've already seen kind of a earlier different version of this on the Xbox One with the Dolby Atmos headphone stuff. And that works well enough that I would say it's a really good experience when it's optimized. There have been moments that I've experienced that aren't good, and I've turned it off and changed to different modes. But I'm saying this with somebody that has a full surround sound system and playing different games. Sometimes like that's the way to do it. But every time I put on headphones, I'm always very surprised when there's a good mix where I'm like, damn, like it's a different experience. And I don't want to say it's better than having everything, but like in a lot of cases, I do prefer it. And I think that when it comes to the PS5, I pre-ordered the I forget what they're calling them now, but the 3D.
Their new Pulse headset or whatever?
The Pulse, that's what it is. Yeah, I got the Pulse. And I recently got the Platinum headset for PS4 just to kind of test it compared to the other headphones that I have. And I like bouncing between a couple different headphones for different use cases. But I'm excited to see. I want it, the experience that they are making from the ground up for these games that they're mentioning. Sure. And I plan to A-B test Miles Morales with normal headphones, the Pulse headphones, and my surround system. But I would never, ever want to listen to TV virtual surround sound. Like that's just, it's not going to be good. Like listen in stereo if your TV is stereo, period.
I want you to let me borrow the Pulse headset at some point because cool. Like the ones I've had before through Sony, I like, but inevitably start to hurt my giant noggin where the band across my head starts to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So far I've had a good experience with the Platinums, but I haven't worn them too much. So yeah. Like I love these are just super comfortable, the Audio Technicas, and these are actually kind of modified in a couple ways. Like these I have,
they're not street legal.
No like the muffs are different from the headset. I forgot. Gotcha. The model number, it says it somewhere. Muffs. But anyway,
I know, right? Yeah, I like for headsets, it's either I use these Astro ones a lot, and then I also use the Logitech Pro Gaming X or whatever they're called that a lot at work.
Oh,
like.
those are awesome.
Yeah, they got that new wireless one I want to get to.
Yeah, but hold on.
Oh, look at this guy. He's just sitting there with it. Look at this sellout.
Yeah. No, these guys are great.
Is that the wireless version?
Yeah, these are the wireless
ones. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have the wired ones too.
Yeah, I have the wired ones at work, but I don't have the wireless ones.
Well, literally, guys, this is what I do in my spare time. I sit in here and I test different things to try to get the optimal experience so that when things come out that I'm excited for.
You can say they're shit.
That too. Yeah.
You want to know the optimal substitute, the rest of it is like, it is trash.
But I mean, it works the other way where it's like, so I can be like, damn, this is actually amazing. Like I've been talking about the butcher that came over to install my in-ceiling speakers.
God, I couldn't believe he couldn't take out Blessing's wisdom teeth yesterday.
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre.
Stop besmirching the name of my dentist. He's not, you know what I meant.
Your dentist mechanic butcher speaker.
No, my mechanic's another dude too. You know these are separate people, and it hurts my feelings you guys are talking shit about him.
Kevin, what are you in the middle of eating right now?
Honey bunches of oats.
Thank you. All right, cool.
With almonds.
But watching the intro to Baby Driver with the full Atmos mix, it's unreal. And it's like when everything's firing on all cylinders to work well, it is a special experience. And that's why I am so excited that the PS5 and Mark Cerny are so focused on this 3D audio, because 3D audio is so immersive and it works with headphones. Like that's the thing that's exciting to me, is like I'm talking all this shit about the TV virtual sound that it won't work. With headphones, it will work. There's something about it being physically on you and around your ear that can simulate the experience of having speakers all around you. And I think that like that is going to be so impressive for Spider-Man, for Miles Morales, where in the same way seeing ray tracing makes graphics that much like, whoa, I think that's going to do it for audio. That 3D audio, it's going to make you like, it might not be the biggest deal in the world, like when you're just like, look, like listening for the first time, but as an overall experience, how it's going to add up, like the times where someone's shooting at you and you know exactly where it is, that's going to be something special.
Okay, looking forward to it. Number three, Bugsnax previews are up right now. The news from this preview cycle is that it is officially launching day and date with the PlayStation 5. Of course, it is also on PC and PlayStation 4, coming in at $24.99. They also revealed their cast. There's a hilarious video up on the PlayStation blog of it. Some of the top build characters, I guess, or actors should be Max Middleman from One Punch Man, Yuri Lowenthal, of course, Peter Parker, Spider-Man from Insomniac Spider-Man, Roger Craig Smith, friend of the show, Sonic the Hedgehog, and a million other games, and then Deborah Wilson from Jedi Fallen Order, and of course, Mad TV. There's a lot more in there. Like I said, there's a giant trailer showing all of them talking as Grumpuses and or Bugsnax. However, like I said, we actually got to play this. There is a first impressions up from us at Kinda Funny. Myself and Blessing talked about it for quite some time. Barrett edited it. Great stuff over there. I really dug it. Oh, and I guess full disclosure too, remember, of course, Bugsnax is made by Young Horses, and Young Horses works with Pop Agenda on marketing and PR and all that jazz. So technically my wife does stuff for Bugsnax. So if you can't trust me when I say I like Bugsnax, I understand.
His wife, Jan.
Jan, if Jan and a fan went into like the fly pods and became one, that's what it would be. You know what I mean? Tim, Jan? Have you looked into this? What is your excitement for Bugsnax?
Hold on. Y2 Jervis in the chat says, in my opinion, Bugsnax doesn't deserve the hype it gets. That's such a weird statement to me, because I just feel like this game, I don't know that it gets hype. I think people have memed it, and that it's like kind of just turned into like a fun thing to talk about, but like I don't think that like hype would imply that there's like an expectation of like it being a game experience, like a PS5 like launch extravaganza title. I don't think that anybody should expect that. I think that it's like the level of hype for that should be, this is a weird cool game from the makers of Octodad. Right? Yeah. Like that's what this is. And I mean, now that you've played it, Greg, like do you think that it's going to hit those levels?
Yes. Yo, no, I think it's going to be a fun game, but it's what I talk about. You know, me and Blessing did on not this last PS I Love You with you, Tim, but the one before that, our Metacritic predictions for the launch lineup of it. And, you know, for Bugsnax, I said 80, and I still stand by that. I think that's what it is. And I think that's what we talk about in the preview of like, I'm very much like, oh, you know what? This is more not knowing what this game was going to be. This is intriguing and it seems fun. And more than anything, it's chill. It's one of those chill games where there isn't a fail state. There isn't a, you missed your chance, it's all over. It isn't run. It's, you know, let's capture these Bugsnax or whatever. And for me, I see that being something that I fool around with, you know, in between playing Miles Morales and Avengers and Demon Souls or whatever. I pop in and look at it. And then when I'm tired out of that and Assassin's Creed and so on, that's when I'm putting solid time into Bugsnax. I don't think Bugsnax is the day one PlayStation 5's unwrapped, it's connected to the TV, and the first thing I'm starting is Bugsnax. No, that's not what this game is.
Yeah, it's fun, and I think that it's cool that it's kind of, you know, gotten bigger than what it actually is. Like the memification of it is such an impressive thing, and I think that it like really does kind of sell it. I saw someone in the chat, it went away now, but it's kind of like it's this generation's knack. And I think that in a lot of ways that's true, where it's like it's fun to talk about it, and it's like it doesn't need to be this like serious thing of like, oh man, this is the 10 out of 10 game we're looking for. It's like, no man, video games are such a range, and like seeing, and I know Knack is not a small indie game, but like for a family title to be launching on a PlayStation console, it's like there's a niche for that, and there's a fun to it. And I think that with Bugsnax, it's that mentality alongside things like Sackboy and all that, but mixed with the more like weird indie creative stuff that we want to see from PlayStation. And I think that more than anything, the us's of the world, the games media people that have turned it into a meme, we're just excited that this indie title is being pushed alongside all these giant AAA games. Like that's cool and that's exciting. We want to see games have a breadth of different styles and content.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's that interesting idea too of it, you know, because Blessing was asking questions about this and we didn't get to it. And one of the previews I have here has it too of like, even though we know what the gameplay is of Bugsnax now, right? It's, you know, first person capturing the bugs like Pokemon, Pokemon snapping, exploring the island, doing tasks for people, bringing them back together, building up the town. There is still this undercurrent of like, but is there like something bad going on here? Like they've teased at that and hinted around about that. And so there's still that question of it. So I think when you think of it, is one of those weird indie titles that, sure, the gameplay is cute and the world is cute and there's a hook to it of a song. It's like, but 4 hours in, will that have worn off? Or is it going to be that this thing starts unraveling a bit? And you're like, wait, what is going on here? Why am I doing all these things? Why are people happy to have their arms turned into wieners? It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
It really doesn't when you put it like that.
Like I said, our preview's up, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. But here's some others. Jonathan Dornbush over at IGN wrote, knowing the basics of what Bugsnax is now, I've really only uncovered the start of the mysteries Snacktooth Islands holds. Like with Octodad, Young Horses is blending the familiar and the absurd with Bugsnax. And while getting to play the game has addressed some questions I had, it raises new ones about who all of these Snacktooth Island denizens are, why they're here, and how I'm going to catch the next bug snack I find. And I'm excited to make a return trip to uncover every last answer. Then Ed Thorne over at Rock Paper Shotgun wrote, and his write-up's great because the entire thing's like, I don't buy it. There's something evil going on this island. What I did with
Real
my hour...
watch it.
Yeah, exactly. What I did with my hour wasn't as chaotic or unpredictable as I expected. Then... but let's not forget my gut instinct, that sense of distrust I felt. Perhaps what I did was, in fact, chaotic and unpredictable. I just didn't know it yet. By feeding their insatiable appetite for bug snacks and attempting to get Elizabeth's band back together, I did question what I was really doing, what I was really working towards. I have a sneaking suspicion that as you build relationships with Elizabeth's gang of misfits, the story and the quest will spring some subversive surprises. So again, to your point, Tim, this is all... you know, everybody predicting and you know, guessing at what this game's going to be or turn into. It's that thing where I think Astro's Playroom and Sackboy, you know, they are very much the, hey, play with your friends, you know, be a kid, play with your kids, you know, be an adult, do whatever you want with it. And maybe that, yeah, Bugsnax, while cute and cuddly at times, will eventually turn this corner and be something weird. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Frank Furter wrote in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, good morning, Greg and Tim. Loud Greg voice. Bugsnax is officially a launch title. I know people are excited for this game, even though we've only got a tease of what type of game it'll actually be. And it can help the debate of strength in the launch lineup. But why not include this in their PS5 game showcase a few weeks ago? Sure, the trailer we got was just a meeting of the cast for the game, but this could have been a meaningful punch if the release date were added somewhere between DMC5 and the Unreal Engine 4 demo. Am I crazy thinking otherwise? Maybe Sony was just scared that this game wouldn't be finished in time, so they said nothing. I'm always confused when game companies have the perfect opportunity to include hyped up game in a press conference, and they don't, only to show it off a few weeks later unceremoniously. Is there any sort of reasoning for this? Tim motherfucking Geddes, you are the master of hype. What's your read on this?
You know, what's funny about this is Zach Ryan at IGN put up an article, or put up a video, actually, of what a Nintendo Direct at E3 could have looked like this year if you took all the Nintendo news over the summer and put it into just one Direct. And that really got me thinking about, like, what a PlayStation 1 or a Xbox One would look like. And not necessarily E3, but what their launch moment would have been. What their PlayStation meeting 2013 would have been in 2020 if Corona wasn't a thing and all of that. And if I had more time and resources and abilities to just snap and make something happen, I would love to make the Tim Geddes PS4 and Xbox press conferences and like edit it together and like do all the announcements and how I would present it in the most hype way possible. I think that when it comes to Sony and what they did with that showcase, it's like so much of the news was fantastic. So much of it was said in the worst ways possible or not said at all, or not knowing Demon's Souls was a launch title until after. That was bizarre, right? Like, yeah. So many weird choices. And it's like, how hard would it have been to just clearly say, this is the launch date, these are the launch titles, right? Like,
yeah,
that would have been impactful. And I think that that's where this kind of would have fit, you know?
Well, I don't think
we necessarily needed to have this trailer in the thing because that is a little bit more bloat. Like, we've seen a lot of Bugsnax already. And like, again, like going back to what we're talking about, like, I don't know that this game needs that much showcasing, but I do think that this second, I want to call it, Sony kind of focus on the PS5. Should have just been, hey, all the things we showed the last one, here's the info.
Sure. There's a lot of moving pieces to this question, Frankfurter, because I think you're talking about, number one, the Bugsnax PR plan. And I do want to say, obviously, with I just said my wife's company works in this game for PR. It's important to point out that I don't know anything. So anything I'm about to hypothesize, I don't understand if that's why it wasn't there, if it was or it wasn't. But you're combining both, I think, what the Bugsnax team wants to do and then what PlayStation wants to do. And to go to the PlayStation side of it, why wasn't it included in the you know showcase a little bit ago? Remember, I've presented that conspiracy theory that I kind of do believe that that was filmed and assembled and just waiting for Xbox to pull their trigger so that they could come in and slide in. That's why there's, you know, Jim Ryan doesn't mention any dates. He doesn't say pre-orders now. None of those trailers have dates on them because they wanted to be ready forever. And I'm sure they were, or they wanted to be ready anytime. And they weren't sure if this game for sure was going to be a launch title, if it was going to happen that way. I think there's part of it there. But then I also do sway to Tim's side of like, how much more Bugsnax do you need? Do you need to put it there again? And like, yeah, you want to say, here's, you want this definitive showcase. You want this definitive video that says, here's everything that's coming out this launch. It's going to be rad. Then you run the risk, though, of having no PR beats on any of your games leading up to the launch of PlayStation 5. Think about that. Like, again, the... We always... Who won the presentation? Who did the presentation? What do you rate this presentation? That's all well and good, but it is a marathon and not a sprint. Like, you have to understand and have stuff filled. Like, we are still more than a month away. They need to fill those work days on the PlayStation blog with something to say. And so coming out and just saying, hey, this is this, like, that doesn't work. And let alone, you don't want to, first off, on the video, oversaturate people with Bugsnax. Second off, then have it be quiet about Bugsnax a little run up to launch. Like, you need beats for all these things.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of that, Greg, I could have just watched yesterday's show, but I chose not to do that. Can you give me the Twitter version update on the trophy changes?
Yeah, they've I mean, like, if you didn't know, you had a level cap on your PlayStation trophies before. You could only go up to level 100. Now you can go up to level 999. And they've then broken them up by bronze, silver, gold, and then platinum icons that'll be next to your name, signifying what, like, part of the level you're in. So the idea is that, like, there's three different levels to bronze, gold, bronze, silver, and gold, one platinum, obviously. And so then the icon next to your name will change or vary on that.
Cool. And this is based on your tweets, you seem very excited. Are you just excited trophies have a change at all?
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. Trophies got to change. Okay. The other thing that is exciting about it is, and I'm not even trying to be like, like, when you got to a certain point in the old trophy leveling process, you just stop. I personally stopped paying attention to my level because it took so long to level up unless you're playing shitty platinums like I was. But, like, you know, it took so much XP to fill in that meter because of the way they did the leveling curve that I was like, whatever, I don't care. So expanding it to 999, now there is an incentive of like, hey, why don't, like, what I put it up last night, I'm in the 500s and I need to get to the 600s. So I'm in silver right now. So, you know, I'm not happy with that. I need to get to the 600 levels to get a gold trophy next to my name or whatever. It's like, it's a goofy, stupid thing that, again, is not going to dominate my time. Like, I see it. I saw it last night and I was like, all right, cool. Like, I wasn't immediately, I have, you know, on my PlayStation, the folder of cheap platinum trophies. I didn't think I'm going to stay up an extra 2 hours and go grind out a bunch of crappy Rattalika games. Like, no, I was just like, okay, this is neat and something to do. And it's got people talking about trophies, which I'm always about.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's talk instead about Mortal Kombat 11, Tim. This is number 4 on the Roper Report. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate is announced. There is a gigantic press release here.
Holy
that
crap.
I'm going to, but
a lot of words.
I like it because it shows just how fucking confusing Next Gen is about this. All right. So I'm going to read some stuff to you. In the long and short of it, they've announced an Ultimate Mortal Kombat. If you have the old version of Mortal Kombat, you can upgrade to the Next Gen Mortal Kombat for free. Not the Ultimate version, but your Mortal Kombat 11. I'll read, but you'll see. But that's TLDR on it. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate offers the definitive Mortal Kombat 11 experience with the addition of Combat Pack 2, featuring new playable fighters Melina, Rain, and Rambo, along with previously released Mortal Kombat 11 main game, Combat Pack 1, and Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath expansion. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate is scheduled to release globally beginning November 17th on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Pro, Xbox Series X/S, Xbox One consoles, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. Additionally, Mortal Kombat 11 and Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate owners and new buyers on PlayStation 4 and, or Xbox consoles can access free upgrades to PS5 or Xbox Series XS versions of their games, delivering 4K dynamic resolution, enhanced visuals, improved loading times, and much more available in conjunction with the Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate launch. So there's the important thing. If you've already got Mortal Kombat 11, you can get your PlayStation 5 version of Mortal Kombat 11 when the time comes. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate includes the following content and enhancements. Obviously, all of the Mortal Kombat 11 stuff, Combat Pack 2, Aftermath Expansion, Combat Pack 1, Mortal Kombat 11 the game, PS5 upgrade available, delivering 4K dynamic resolution, enhanced visuals, improved loading times, and cross-generation console compatibility for select modes. Mortal Kombat 11 and Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate owners and new buyers on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 4 Pro can also access a free upgrade to the PS5 version of their game, available in conjunction with the Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate launch. Xbox Series X/S smart delivery enabled, providing 4K dynamic resolution, enhanced visuals, improved loading times, and cross-generation console compatibility for select modes. Mortal Kombat 11 and Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate owners and new buyers on Xbox One consoles can also access a free upgrade to the Xbox Series X/S version of their games, available in conjunction with the Mortal Kombat 11 launch. Then they have cross-play support, which they spell with a K. You got to keep respecting their commitment to this bit.
Their commitment, yeah. With the K.
Allowing PS5, PS4, PS4 Pro, Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One players to fight alongside other players on opposite platforms in select modes. So no PC, no Switch included there, but there you go. Select modes, crossplays there. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate pre-orders will be available beginning October 15th for $60, providing immediate access to Mortal Kombat 11, Combat Pack 1, and Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath Expansion upon purchase. Players who already own Mortal Kombat 11 can upgrade their experience by pre-ordering Combat Pack 2 beginning October 15th for $15. Current owners can buy the Combat Pack for $20 or Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath Expansion for $40. Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate and Combat Pack 2 pre-orders will receive the Time Warrior skin pack at launch, featuring three new character skin variants, including Dark Web Noob Saibot, HCF Liu Kang, and Blood Moon Scarlet. Please note, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate on PS5, PS4, and PS4 Pro will be available digitally beginning November 17th. The PS4 and PS4 Pro physical versions in the Americas will be available in January. Additionally, the Nintendo Switch version in the Americas will be available digitally only, while the PC and Stadia versions will be available digitally only worldwide, both releasing November 17th. Tim, I hope you were keeping track. There is now a quiz.
Okay.
No, there's not really a quiz.
I think I could have got it for the most part. I was in. It really was just a lot of words reiterating the same thing over and over.
Yeah, for different platforms.
For different platforms, which, like, okay, cool. What really lost me, though, is the players who already own Mortal Kombat 11 can upgrade their experience by pre-ordering Combat Pack 2 for $15. Yeah. Current owners can also purchase Combat Pack 1 for $20.
Sure.
Why is there a different price? I guess, okay, maybe it's just the amount of content or something. That's fair. Good job, Tim, answering your own questions. Or Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath Expansion for $40. Okay. Because the biggest thing is there's two versions of Mortal Kombat 11. Mortal Kombat 11 and Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate.
Correct.
And those both get the new version on the next gen.
Correct.
But if you want to go from Mortal Kombat 11 to Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, that's where things get a little more dicey.
That is where we get into a Spider-Man versus Spider-Man Remastered situation.
Cool. Yep. Got it. This makes sense. Okay. It's just a lot of words. I remember when Anthem came out, there was the chart and everyone was all upset that there was a chart. Get used to a lot more charts, ladies and gentlemen, because charts make more sense than these weird paragraphs. Charts aren't bad. Charts aren't bad.
My thing is, I don't know. I think even right now, we're in the ramp up to it. And then when we get right to launch and a little bit after, we'll be the real storm of where we need charts. Mm-hmm. And then into 2021, it'll start dying out.
Oh, totally.
Where we won't need it. But right now, it's
we talked about this on PS I Love You this week, where it's like, yeah, there's going to be cross-gen is only going to matter for a limited amount of time. And then at some point, it's just next-gen is going to be not next-gen anymore. It's just going to be this gen. That happens sooner than you think.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Nanobiologist pops in. Regarding the combat price difference, Mortal Kombat Pack 1 included 6 new characters, including Shang Tsung, Nightwolf, Terminator T-800, Sindel, Joker, Spawn. So far, Combat Pack 2 has 3 characters.
Cool.
So there you go. I think, yeah, exactly. That checks out then. Okay. No, we're gonna skip that question. We're doing well. If we need a question, we'll come back to it. Number 5, Outriders has a release date. This is Giuseppe Nelva at Twinfinite. Today, Square Enix and People Can Fly announced the release date and more details about the cross-gen game Outriders. The game will launch on February 2nd for PS5, Xbox Series X/S, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Stadia. It will feature full cross-play among all platforms, and free upgrades to PS5 and Xbox Series XS will be offered to those who purchase the PS4 and Xbox One versions, respectively. Not much to say there. I know we have, Andy has gone and played this much. I think Blessing did too, and there's previews up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. I know they both enjoyed it, which is one of the reasons I picked it for the PlayStation Fantasy League on PS I Love You XOXO, and once again, I am fucked. I looked at the numbers today. I am fucked. Everybody, if you have a small game that's coming out this year that we haven't put in the fantasy draft, you need to hit me. And it's good. It's really going to do really well. Hit me up, because Blessing's about to just dominate me.
Greg,
it's
just bad. Getting screwed over and over and over again. It's like Groundhog's Day.
It is. You know what I mean? And you would think that if I learn, you'd think I would learn that if I just put in a little bit of effort into these things, I could be competitive, but I don't. And then I see Blessing put in a lot of just a little bit more effort and he wins. And it's just bad news bears right now. Because, Tim, yeah, right now I have 68 points. And I have...
Oh, so close.
I know, right? I dropped Outriders today and I have 2 games that are unranked. I have 2 games on the thing that don't have scores. And then I have 3 slots to fill. But Blessing is 52 points right behind me. And he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 games ready to go that'll still get points. So of those 7 games, he has Cyberpunk 2077, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, Ghost Runner, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Astro's Playroom, Little Hope, and then Demon Souls. I'm fucked.
Oh, you're so screwed.
I need somebody to come up with some stuff that you think is going to get tens that are small games. I need help. All right.
Outriders comes out on Groundhog's Day.
Oh, that's what that reference. That's what you're driving at before.
It's a long game, Greg.
Did the chat get it? Did anyone in the chat know?
No one got it. No one.
Groundhog's Day. I don't feel is one of those. Is not one of like. It's not a memorable day.
I only remember it because it's Kevin's sister's birthday. I only remember it's Kevin's sister's birthday because it's Groundhog Day.
Have you ever done a Photoshop just in your spare time of Kevin's sister as a groundhog?
I have not done that. No.
Well, I put that out into the world. I hope somebody tweets it at you. You know what I mean? Because they just take Kevin's. Everybody tweet it, Tim, Kevin as a groundhog.
Please don't. Where is he? There's so much bait for this little groundhog to pop out of the
double decker sandwich in the fridge right now. He's over there.
I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Is Groundhog's Day always? Is it always February 2nd? That's not like it's not like a Thanksgiving where it's always that last or second to last Thursday. All right. More holiday. Here's the thing. I respect that for Groundhog's Day. I'm going to tell you right now. I respect it. I don't respect Thanksgiving's bullshit. I got to look at a calendar every time to figure it out.
Pick a date, you know?
Christmas, Halloween, I can set my watch to it. You know what I mean? I'm excited. I know when it's coming. Sure. Groundhog's Day, apparently now I know, is Kevin's sister's birthday. So I got that.
You'll never forget now. You're
going to forget it now. Yeah. Well, I'll never forget that they're the same day. What?
Huh? I was going to ask Tim a separate question. Go ahead.
No, this is it. I'm done. I'm just saying.
Why do you remember my mom's birthday all the time?
Because a lot of video games are released around it. I remember that video games are released around it because it's your mom's birthday. Catch 22.
Is that November or is that October?
September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. September 1st?
No. 19th.
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember your birthday, Greg. I struggle with the kind of funny folk.
I got you kind of. It's June 30th. I got it. Yeah. And it's because it was kind of funny live that one time, and it was Crash Bandicoot's release date.
Yeah. April.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that's where you get me too, Tim. That's where you get me too. I'm an 18th?
17th.
27th. So
fuck. You know, here's the thing. He could be making that shit up. The fact that we were both so close together makes me think he's fucking with us. You know what I mean?
Go to my Wikipedia. You'll see.
Look at him.
Go to my Wikipedia.
Here's my problem. Is that not, there's nothing I can relate to.
Yeah, hold on. One more time. That was that April 27th. Is that what you said?
Wow. Really? You don't remember a little game called Mario Kart Wii? It's fucking insulting. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
You just came out and insulted everybody.
I played it when it came out in Japan, Greg.
Oh, shut up. You fucking dork.
I don't know when it came out in Japan. I have no idea.
Number six on the Roper Report, Cyberpunk Night City Wire is happening next week. This is from CD Projekt Red / Cyberpunk's Twitter account. The fourth episode of Night City Wire is coming next Thursday, October 15th at 6 p.m. CEST, which is 9 a.m. Pacific time, Tim. I already put on the calendar. This time we'll go into details about the looks, sounds, and specs of Cyberpunk 2077 vehicles. As usual, you can expect new gameplay footage, announcements, and more. Yay. We're gonna react to that, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Probably. Stay tuned. Schedule's crazy. Next week is Hispanic Heritage Week. So many guests. I don't want to commit to anything crazy right now. A lot of fun stuff potentially happening next week. A lot of stuff definitely happening next week. Stay tuned.
What's the potential stuff that I don't know about?
I mean, I can't talk about it. It's potential.
Huh. That sucks. We still have 7 and 8 on the Roper Report, but I just looked at the clock. So instead of moving out of them, let me tell you about our sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you don't want to be listening to sponsors, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, hear about it there. Tim, why don't you start me off with NZXT?
I will, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is once again brought to you by NZXT. They make awesome computers. Yesterday, I tweeted out a picture of my setup for the first time. Thank you all for the very kind responses. But as you can see, the NZXT is down there, and it's matching. It's looking beautiful. It's looking sexy. This is specifically brought to you by NZXT Build and their new $699 NZXT Starter PC. It's a perfect first gaming PC that's well-rounded for school and work. The Starter makes achieving 60-plus frames per second on popular titles like Fortnite, Rainbow Six Siege, a breeze, easily upgradable so your PC can grow as your needs change. It's all backed by a 2-year warranty and a FPS guarantee for peace of mind on reliability and performance. If you want a free NZXT puck with purchase, all you got to do is use the code KFG and it'll be there for you. The puck must be added to your cart before you purchase for the discount to apply. Go to letsbuild.com. That's letsbld.com. Use code KFG. These things are beautiful. These things are sexy.
Up next, it's Upstart. During these economically turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're still needlessly throwing away money every month at high interest credit card debt, it's time you checked out Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Now is the time to find out how low your Upstart rate can be and help pay off high interest credit card debt. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. You don't need a degree or diploma to apply, though. I remember when I moved to SF, I took out a loan and they did not take my education into any kind of consideration. Instead, they just gave me a terrible interest rate. That's why Upstart's better. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 to $50,000 so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, you won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and proceed with your application. The best part, if the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off high interest credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt and get back to using your money the way you want to with Upstart. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot and hurry to upstart.com/KFGames to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate takes only a few minutes. That's upstart.com/KFGames. Your loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Our next sponsor is Quip. When's the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? With Quip's new smart electric toothbrush, good habits can earn great perks like free products, gift cards, and more. You've probably heard us talk about Quip a million times, but this is something brand new that rewards you and your mouth. The Quip Smart Brush for adults and kids connects to the Quip app with Bluetooth. Track how well you brush, get tips on coaching on how to improve your habits, earn points for daily brushing, and bonus points for completing challenges like streaks. You redeem these four rewards like free products, gift cards and at discounts from Quip and partners. I ordered mine literally this week. I am incredibly excited. I got the jet black one, Tim. It's all black. I got the jet black one. So I'm excited to get it, and I'm more excited to start earning some of these rewards. I want to start getting some gift cards to see how much I can get out of this thing, because I've been brushing my teeth for years, and what have I got for it, Kevin? Just a bunch of chompers that can bite through a tin can. You know, where's the gift card, huh? Where's the gift card? The tooth fairy is BS. This is the real deal. You, of course, get your brush heads, toothpaste, and floss refills delivered for $5, and shipping is free. They come on the dentist's recommended 3-month schedule. It's great. Join over 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $45. Start getting rewarded for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/games right now to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/games. GETQUIP.com/games. Quip, better oral health made simple and rewarding. And finally, it's Brooklinen. You've probably heard us talk about Brooklinen before. They're the home of the internet's favorite sheets, but their towels, they're also amazing. I just used one today. You know, I only sleep on Brooklinen sheets. I love Brooklinen because everything's soft. It's easy. They cut out the middleman, so it's cheap. Brooklinen gives your daily routines a little something extra, and with varying levels of plushness, the towel of your dreams is waiting to wrap you up. And with all the extra time at home, it might be nice to invest in a little something extra soft and absorbent. It's of course great. You should do it. I want to stay in the towel all day. Kevin says I can't. Why Kevin?
We don't want to see that, you know what I mean?
Understandable. Brooklinen is the perfect place to find all the comforts for home, including ultra soft towels. They're so confident in their product that everything comes with a lifetime warranty. Use the promo code GAMES for 10% off your first order at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com/ promo code GAMES. Brooklinen.com, promo code GAMES. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. All right, back to number 7 on the Roper Report.
Hey, what's up with the shirt you're wearing, Greg?
It's the KFAF spring break shirt. It was a Patreon reward.
Fucker. All right, cool. I love that shirt. I definitely requested one of those shirts, but I don't have one of those shirts.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you know. Joey's extremely busy trying to keep out a million other fires out. You know what I did is I just went and ordered it myself because I had to go in there and help out another Patreon best friend. And so when I was in there, I saw it and I was like, I'll order myself one of those. And I ordered one of the ones with the thing. And then I also, you know, that the Patreon reward shirt we did of the goodbye to the studio?
Yeah.
Which is, man, we did not understand how much we were saying goodbye to that studio, did we? Yeah. It comes on gray or like white or whatever, right? Yeah. And I don't need the titties showing. I hate when I get shadow. I custom made a black one, Kevin. Wait, ordered myself that.
Where do you order these? And can I have your credit card?
No. I'll order you. You put in your request to me and I'll get it for you. All right.
No, hold on. No. How many gold stars is Kevin at?
Okay, 7.
Currently. Great point.
7.
If you put 7, in the chat.
If Kevin gets 10.
Fuck you guys.
Then he gets the shirt.
I don't like this 25, game.
25, he gets the pizza party.
All right, if I get 11, Tim gets his subwoofer installed under his seat.
I don't think you can make that kind of call, and that's why you're not going to get a gold star today, probably.
I don't know. I think you can.
Number 7 on the Roper Report. Are we getting a Dreamcast Mini? This is Jordan Olerman over at IGN.com. Sega creative producer Yosuke Onkari has suggested that the next micro console could be a Dreamcast Mini. As reported by Silicon Air, Okunari
sounds right.
Spoke to Famitsu magazine about the future of the mini console range and suggested that Sega, among other things, is considering a mini version of the cult 1999 console. I think for the next one, we may go with a concept close to the Mega Drive Mini, Onkunari explains. If I have to say some names, it could be an SG-1000 Mini or a Dreamcast Mini. He also mentioned that Sega is considering projects that nobody has imagined for the next micro console and added that, quote, the project scope will be much bigger as we gaze upon the world as the company moves forward with the micro console range. This suggests that the next devices could launch in the West as well as Japan. The palm-sized Game Gear Micro was announced back in June 2020 and launched in Japan on October 6th. 4 colorways of the mini console were available, and each with a separate selection of classic games such as Gunstar Heroes and Sonic the Hedgehog. We reviewed the Sega Mega Drive Mini last year, of course this is IGN, scoring it a 9 and calling it, quote, as close to perfect as any retro all-in-1 mini console has come so far. If it does end up becoming a reality, hopefully the Dreamcast Mini can follow in those footsteps. Would you be down for a Dreamcast Mini, Tim Geddes?
No.
Yeah, no. Do you have specifically, no
I mean, look, I have no affinity for the Dreamcast. I think that it is one of the most like overrated cult systems of all time. Like the way people talk about it, as if it's just this, there's a vast library of these amazing titles. I'm just not seeing them. Specifically, when you think about them being re-released, like what classic Dreamcast game are you going to get where it's actually going to be a good port? Not Crazy Taxi. It's going to take out all the Offspring music. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no.
Then it's just a taxi. There's nothing crazy about it.
Remember when they did? They already done.
I haven't been having a good day, Greg. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
You've been having a bad day?
I've been thrown out. My day's good, but like my quality of words coming out of my mouth,
it's just trash.
It's not that high.
Bad. Not impressive. You know what makes it feel better?
Maybe me and Kevin not being the right audience for it.
No, because I'm getting a lot of it. I'm just not enjoying it.
Because a lot of times he has to work with Nick Scarpino, which means if he doesn't
know, gotta dumb it down.
Hearts, butts. Nick's like, I don't like it.
That's right. That's Nick. That's Nick.
Oh man, I was watching this 80s movie last night. I don't know. You know what I mean?
But like jokes aside, with the Dreamcast, it's like the games that I would want to see, I just don't think we'll get. Like, I don't think we'll get Crazy Taxi with music. I don't think we'll get Marvel versus Capcom 2. We might get Power Stone. We'll probably get Power Stone. That's exciting. You know, we'll probably get the Sonic Adventure games. But we're not going to get Seaman. That's for damn sure.
That was the one. Will we get Choo Choo Rocket?
Probably.
Yeah, Sega had already burned my bridge there. Well, you know, I had a Saturn. And that was it. I was a Sega kid through the Saturn, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So the Dreamcast, I just couldn't do. Never could do it. I remember playing at a friend's houses and stuff, but I was like, can't help you. Goodbye. So yeah, I have no affinity. I'm not looking for that. Number eight, let's end on a high note and get you all ready. And I think I understand this. Let's give you a WAP. Among Us is killing it on Pornhub. Kevin, please show him the graph. This is a press release from Pornhub. The online game Among Us was originally launched in June of 2018, but didn't receive mainstream recognition until 2020 when well-known Twitch streamers and YouTubers began playing it online. Our friends at Kotaku reached out to see if the increase in popularity carried over to Pornhub as well. Searches containing Among Us began picking up around September 1st and reached their peak on September 16th with nearly 700,000 searches in a single day. Since September, there have been 4.7 million searches, with average daily searches of 115,000. Among Us currently rivals Pornhub's most searched games, such as Fortnite. What do you think they're finding?
I'm trying to think this through. Like the silence that I just had is me trying to do some.
Do you want me to look into it?
Some mental gymnastics.
Kevin, I want you to look into it.
What? I wouldn't be surprised.
But I don't want you to show it, and you can't even fucking do that thing where you sometimes slip when you're eating a Cheeto and you hit the button and then we show it. When you hit the button and we show it, we're fucked, all right?
Can you, I mean, that I don't know if that verbiage is correct, you know?
It's not a Cheeto. So my thing is, I think that this is probably something related to pirating the game.
Oh, Lord.
Like, if you look in the comments, there'll be links. Because, that's kind of what porn comments are used for, is links that you aren't supposed to be clicking on. No, there's
definitely Among Us porn.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Like, 100%. Oh, man. You know when...
The chat's saying the game is free, so...
When the guy...
There's egg on my face.
I bought it on Steam the other day with the company card.
Egg on your face, chat.
It's $5 if you want to buy it on Steam. Oh boy, there's a lot of custom homemade content here.
Tim, I am excited to get a moment alone and look at some of this Among Us porn. But that free time is so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grab shops, where would I go?
Oh, you would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Out today, Pikmin 3 Deluxe has a free demo on Switch. Dead by Daylight Mobile has now reached 10 million downloads worldwide on iOS and Android. And in celebration of this milestone, two new graphical updates will be released for free today on all devices. Fall Guys Season 2 is officially out. It brings medieval fun via new levels, costumes, and more today. GTA Online had its update. Highlights for this week include a new batch of triple and double rewards, plus a free fruit for logging in, a variety of discounts and Prime Gaming benefits. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Gaming, which gives you, of course, a free subscription to give away. I know you're driving your car. You don't use Twitch. You don't care. When you get home, link your Amazon Prime to Prime Gaming, then go to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Kick us your free sub. It really, 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 really helps. Remember, they don't remind you to do it, so it expires every 30 days. Back to games. The Uncertain Light at the End launches today on PC. I Am Dead is on Switch and PC. Aerie, Sky Castle is on Xbox One, Switch, PC. Pio Fior, Faded Memories is on Switch. Falcon Age is on Switch and PC. Ride 4 is on PS4, Xbox One, PC. Eichenfell is on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac. The Watchmaker is on PS4, Xbox One, Switch. The Uncertain Light at the End, I already said that one. Tactical Champs is on Switch. Filament is on Switch. Ghost of a Tale is on Switch. Neon Fusion is on PC. The Summoner is on PC. Ghost Beat is on PC. Sassel RPG is on PC. Cube Raiders is on PC. Tiki Brawl is on PC. Biomass is on PC. Astro Wing Space War is on Switch. Game Dev Tycoon is on Switch. Bring that to PlayStation and give it trophies. The Legend of Ninja is on Switch. Warrior Orb is on Switch. Adventures of Chris is on Switch and PC and Mac. Torn Tales Rebound Edition is on Switch. Flip-On is on Switch. The Ramen Sensei is on Switch. Puddle Knights is on Switch. Neighbors Back from Hell is on Switch. And then Home Postmort Edition is on Switch. Switch New Thursday. Dates for you. I know, Thursdays, right? They just have so many games. New dates for you. Rising Storm. This one I left in here. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, can we have the one? Ladies and gentlemen, we're lucky enough to have an audience that works in the industry. And I mean that like people who are making games, people who are doing PR for games. It's been my entire career that I get a press release and everybody tries to get fucking cute with the headline on the press release. When they want to announce a release date, when they want to announce a beta, they all think they need some kind of wordplay in there. I'm Greg Miller. And I'm telling you, if you're sending a press release, you do not need to get cute with it. So when I look in there and I see Rising Storm 2, Vietnam, clears a landing zone on the Epic Games Store. It's a free title through October 15th. Just Rising Storm 2, Vietnam, dash, free on Epic Games Store, dash, through October 15th. October 15th. When I get it, I don't need to hear like... Bug Snacks snacking it up on their snack day. They're getting the release. Bug Snacks dash release date, dates, platforms. You're sending it to the press. I just need the information. We just need the information. Thank you. Shell
kind
games
of funny. Until you chuckles their way to your YouTube.
So you want people Shell to games. Clip that out and then send it to PR people, or what's the
no? They'll there? Know. Oh, it's gonna get to them. Gonna get to them. Right now, Phil Spencer just put his coffee down and he sent this off to everybody over there. He's like, Jeff, Larry, Scooter, never do it again. You know what I mean?
Never again.
Never again. Shell Games, Until You Fall is coming to Steam and Oculus Rift on October 27th. Worms Rumble is confirming a PlayStation/PC crossplay beta from November 6th and a full release of the strategic real-time action game on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC in December. And then Double Pug Switch is releasing October 22nd, 2020. Deals of the day for you. Xbox Free Play Days are, of course, here this weekend. You can play Saints Row 4, Reelected, Blasphemous, and Assetto Corsa Competizione. Competizione?
What the hell just happened?
On Xbox Live Gold and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, members can play those for free Thursday through Sunday. Today's Thursday, by the way. Cool beans. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give us your name, username, platform of choice, and squad up with Kind of Funny best friends to play some games. Adam F. wrote in today, needs help on the PlayStation 4. Adam F.'s PSN is Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, 00, so 001. Watson, 001. I'm a new Patreon sub after listening and watching for a long time, and I'm looking to expand my friends list with some Kind of Funny best friends ahead of the PS5 launch. Hit me up, and we can talk about all the games we love, and maybe someone can finally help me get past Black Flame Freed in Dark Souls 3. I didn't get that right. I'm sorry. I don't know the Dark Souls 3 bosses. But if you want to help Adam, hit up Watson 001 on that there PSN. Tim, We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight. for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Rooster Teeth podcast services around the globe. Nanobiologist writes in with one that's been itching on me, right? Regarding why Thanksgiving date moves around, it's because of capitalism. Quote, he's quoting from countryliving.com. Quote, as it turns out, there's a reason why Thanksgiving is so late this year, and it's based on the history of Thanksgiving. In fact, the story dates all the way back to 1939 when Franklin Roosevelt decided to shake up the tradition in the name of capitalism. Thanksgiving had been celebrated on the last Thursday of the month since the time of Abraham Lincoln. But according to Time, during 1939, the calendar had been unusual as the month started on a Wednesday. So there were five Thursdays as opposed to four. To restore some order, Roosevelt moved the national holiday to the second to last Thursday of the month, a change that many were unhappy with. Instead of focusing on the negative, Roosevelt attempted to justify the decision with a pro-shopping response. Merchants would now have a holiday further from Christmas to allow more shopping time. In a way, this birthed the consumer craze known as Black Friday nearly 80 years ago, as of the writing of this.
Look, but here's the thing. That's still the, like, before that, it was the last Friday of the month. Still not a set date.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
This is stupid. I don't like this. I guess it's the idea is so that everyone could come together and it not screw up like the work week, right? Because if Thanksgiving was on a Wednesday, then people would be like, oh, I have to work, which makes total sense. Ugh.
Forever Ender says it's Groundhog Day, not Groundhog's Day, as I've been saying. I apologize.
It's the day of the hog, man. Never forget.
I mean, it's just, it's a stupid holiday. You know what I mean? Because it's not even a holiday.
Yeah, is it a holiday or is it just something from like the people from the
way of life?
Tim, is it your favorite holiday? Is that what's happening right now?
Favorite holiday.
Did not expect that. Did not expect that. Okay. RHD16 says Among Us is free on mobile. I think, yes, we cleared that up. It costs on PC. It's free on mobile. Go have your world about that. And then one person who kept, and I'm assuming it's one person, but obviously the texts have all been the same here. One person throughout the You're Wrong kept putting stuff in here. About asking us why we're not reporting on the Rooster Teeth news. Of course, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, two people have left Rooster Teeth. I don't even know what the verbiage is from their tweet about it, for being bad people. And as always, Kind of Funny stance is simple. Don't be an asshole. Be good to each other. And if you're going to be an asshole, fuck off. Just fuck right off and don't come back. Like, totally. This isn't
not news.
Yeah, it's not news. But if you want us to make a statement about that, fuck assholes.
Here it is.
Totally. Be good to each other. It's the same thing we say over and over and over. And like, yeah, learn from your mistakes and everything else, but like, don't fucking be an asshole. Period. Be good to each other. And especially now, if you're not in those communities or whatever, those communities are hurting. We've been in those communities. We've been that community when bad things happen. Like, this is a horrible thing for them to go through and have to deal with. And so, yeah, our hearts go out to each and every one of their fans who are feeling betrayed right now and feeling like something horrible has happened to them, because it has. Being an online influencer or whatever you want to call this, leaders of online communities, comes with a bunch of responsibility. And if you're going to abuse that in any fucking way, fuck off. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. The show's not over. We got a post show to do that you can catch on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Remember, tomorrow it'll be me and Andrea Renee, the busiest lady in the business, doing Kind of Funny Games Daily. You can catch it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can catch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You can catch it on Rooster Teeth. You can catch it on podcast services around the globe. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure to serve you.